The Kingdom of Glory, December 23, Heaven's School. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Isaiah 54:13. Heaven is a school, its field of study the universe, its teacher the infinite one. A branch of this school was established in Eden, and the plan of redemption accomplished, education will again be taken up in the Eden school. Between the school established in Eden at the beginning and the school of the hereafter, there lies the whole compass of this world's history, the history of human transgression and suffering, of divine sacrifice and of victory over death and sin. Not all the conditions of the first school of Eden will be found in the school of the future life. No tree of knowledge of good and evil will afford opportunity for temptation. No tempter is there, no possibility of wrong. Every character has withstood the testing of evil, and none are longer susceptible to its power. There, when the veil that darkens our vision shall be removed, and our eyes shall behold the world of beauty of which we now catch glimpses through the microscope, when we look on the glories of the heavens, now scanned afar through the telescope, when the blight of sin removed, the whole earth shall appear in the beauty of the Lord our God. Psalm 90, verse 17. What a field will be open to our study. There the student of science may read the records of creation and discern no reminders of the law of evil. He may listen to the music of nature's voices and detect no native note of wailing or undertone of sorrow. In all created things he may trace one handwriting. In the vast universe behold God's name writ large, and not in earth or sea or sky one sign of ill remaining. Those who have made the most of their privileges to reach the highest attainments here will take these valuable acquisitions with them into the future life. They have sought and obtained that which is imperishable, the capability to appreciate the glories that eye hath not seen nor ear heard will be proportionate to the attainments reached in the cultivation of the faculties in this life.